Chapter 25. In time Samuel died, and all Israel gathered together to mourn for him, and to bury him at his house in Ramah. Then David rose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now there was a man in Maon whose work was in Carmel. The man was very wealthy. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was then shearing his sheep at Carmel. The man's name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. The wife was discerning and beautiful, but the husband, a Calebite, was harsh, and he behaved badly. David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men to him, and David told the young men,
"Go up to Carmel, and when you come to Nabal, ask him in my name about his welfare. Then say, 'May you live long, and may you be well, and may your household be well, and may all that you have be well. Now I hear that you are doing your shearing. When your shepherds were with us, we did not harm them, and they found nothing missing the whole time they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. May my young men find favor in your eyes, because we have come at a joyous time. Please give to your servants and to your son David whatever you can spare.'"
So David's young men went and told all of this to Nabal in David's name. When they finished, Nabal answered David's servants,
"Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? Nowadays many servants are breaking away from their masters. Do I have to take my bread and my water and the meat that I butchered for my shears and give it to men who come from who knows where?"
At that, David's young men returned and reported all these words to him. David immediately said to his men,
"Everyone, strap on your sword."
So they all strapped on their swords, and David also strapped on his own sword, and about 400 men went up with David, while 200 men stayed with the baggage. Meanwhile, one of the servants reported to Abigail, Nabal's wife,
"Look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to wish our master well, but he screamed insults at them. Those men were very good to us. They never harmed us, and we did not miss a single thing the whole time we were together with them in the fields. They were like a protective wall around us, both by night and by day, the whole time we were with them shepherding the flock. Now decide what you are going to do, for disaster has been determined against our master and against all his house, and he is such a worthless man that no one can speak to him."
So Abigail quickly took 200 loaves of bread, 2 large jars of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seah measures of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and put all of it on the donkeys. Then she said to her servants,
"Go on ahead of me. I will follow you."
But she said nothing to her husband Nabal. While she was riding on the donkey and going down under cover of the mountain, just then David and his men were coming down toward her, and she met them. Now David had been saying,
"It was for nothing that I guarded everything that belongs to this fellow in the wilderness. Not a single thing belonging to him went missing, and yet he repays me evil for good. May God do the same and more to the enemies of David if I allow a single male of his to survive until the morning."
When Abigail caught sight of David, she hurried down off the donkey and threw herself face down before David, bowing to the ground. She then fell at his feet and said,
"My lord, let the blame be on me. Let your servant girl speak to you and listen to the words of your servant girl. Please, do not let my lord pay attention to this worthless Nabal, for he is just like his name. Nabal is his name, and senselessness is with him. But I, your servant girl, did not see my lord's young men whom you sent. And now, my lord, as surely as Jehovah is living, and as you are living, it is Jehovah who has held you back from incurring blood guilt and from taking revenge with your own hand. May your enemies and those seeking injury to my lord become like Nabal. Now let this gift that your servant girl has brought to my lord be given to the young men who are following my lord. Pardon, please, the transgression of your servant girl, for Jehovah will without fail make for my lord a lasting house, because my lord is fighting the wars of Jehovah, and no evil has been found in you all your days. When someone rises up to pursue you and seeks your life, the life of my lord will be wrapped securely in the bag of life with Jehovah your God. But the lives of your enemies he will hurl away like stones from a sling. And when Jehovah has done for my lord all the good things he has promised, and he appoints you as leader over Israel, you will have no remorse or regret in your heart for shedding blood without cause and for letting the hand of my lord take revenge. When Jehovah confers good upon my lord, remember your servant girl.
At this, David said to Abigail,
Praise Jehovah, the God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your good sense. May you be blessed for restraining me this day from incurring blood guilt and from taking revenge with my own hands. Otherwise, as surely as Jehovah, the God of Israel, who held me back from harming you, is living, if you had not come quickly to meet me, by morning there would not have remained a single male belonging to Nabal.
With that, David accepted from her what she had brought him, and said to her,
Go up in peace to your house. See, I have listened to you, and I will grant your request.
Abigail later went back to Nabal, who was feasting like a king in his house, and Nabal was in a good mood and was as drunk as could be. She did not tell him a single thing until the morning light. In the morning, when Nabal was sober, his wife told him these things. And his heart became like a dead man's, and he lay paralyzed like a stone. About 10 days later, Jehovah struck Nabal, and he died. When David heard that Nabal had died, he said,
Praise Jehovah, who has pleaded my case of reproach from Nabal, and has kept his servant from doing anything bad. And Jehovah has brought the badness of Nabal back on his own head.
Then David sent word to propose to Abigail, to take her as his wife. So David's servants came to Abigail at Carmel and said to her,
David has sent us to you to take you as his wife.
She immediately rose up and bowed with her face to the ground and said,
Here is your slave, as a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my lord.
Then Abigail quickly rose up and rode on her donkey with 5 of her female servants walking behind her. She accompanied the messengers of David and became his wife. David had also married Ahinoam from Jezreel, and both women became his wives. But Saul had given his daughter Michal, David's wife, to Paltai, the son of Laish, who was from Galim.